This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The believer is like a young sapling, right? A young plant, right? That plant, right? When it blows in the wind, right? It's going to bend this way and that way. And the disbeliever is like a pine tree, right? It seems really solid, rooted, but man, when it gets pushed a little bit, it'll just collapse and it'll fall, right? And this to me is the metaphor of resiliency. Another like human example, I live in California, right? So earthquakes are common where I live, right? Our houses are built to be much more resilient to earthquakes. We use steel and wood structures. You might use bricks elsewhere, but bricks in an earthquake are incredibly flimsy and they just collapse, right? So I always tell parents, I says, look, you need to think about the long term, that you want your, because your kids will face stressors. They will face psychological stressors, physical stressors, all kinds of intellectual challenges in the world that we live in. And if you don't prepare them to be resilient enough to take on those blows they're going to receive in college, in high school, in their relationships, perhaps, in whatever setting it might be, you're setting your kids up for failure. So the excessive bubble wrapping that our modern culture does with our kids, right? We kind of shield them from any possible bad outcome. It's actually in the disservice of our kids' healthy long-term resiliency and development.